5.40. 1. Emmeline Pankhurst.
I have been in audiences where I have seen men smile when they heard the words hunger strike. And yet I think there are very few men today who would be prepared to adopt a hunger strike for any cause. It is only people who feel an intolerable sense of oppression who would adopt a means of that kind. Well, our women decided to terminate those unjust sentences at the earliest possible moment by the terrible means of the hunger strike. It means you refuse food until you are at death's door, and then the authorities have to choose between letting you die and letting you go. Human life for us is sacred, but we say if any life is to be sacrificed, it shall be ours. We won't do it ourselves, but we will put the enemy in the position where they will have to choose between giving us freedom or giving us death.
Two. Winston Churchill.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
3. Nelson Mandela.
I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
4. Barack Obama.
We know the battle ahead will be long, but always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. We have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of cynics, and they will only grow louder and more dissonant in the weeks and months to come. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope. But in the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope. For when we have faced down impossible odds, when we've been told we're not ready, or that we shouldn't try, or that we can't, generations of Americans have responded with a simple creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.